to a certain extent, covering the birth of quintuplets for local news reminds me of, I don't know, covering the harrowing story of the kitten stuck in a tree, or maybe the birth of a baby panda at the zoo. I'm thinking of Paul Rudd and Will Ferrell in the movie Anchorman.
Panda watch! The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
Great story. Compelling and rich. Well, that's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego.
Nevertheless, here I am at the University of Utah Hospital to do what reporters have done for billions of years, cover the birth of an abundance of babies to the same mother, as long as they number more than four. And so, for the record, a young Salt Lake City couple welcomed five new babies into the world on Sunday at the University of Utah Hospital. Why is this newsworthy, you might ask? Well, quintuplets are quite rare. An average of just 12 sets are born each year in the U.S. Utah's last set was born in 2008, and this is the first set of quintuplets ever born at the University of Utah's hospital. Guillermina and Fernando Garcia, originally from Guanajuato, Mexico, revealed that the babies were conceived with the aid of fertility treatments. They also said that while raising quintuplets, in addition to a four-year-old daughter, would be difficult, they would find a way. We've gone through the worst part already, said the baby's father, Fernando Garcia. We'll find a way to make it work. The three girls and two boys were born via cesarean section and admitted into the newborn intensive care unit at the hospital on Sunday. Esmeralda, Fatima, Fernando, Marissa, and Jordan were born in the order I just listed them. Hospital officials say the babies are very small, but doing well.
They're all doing remarkably well. The three little girls are already off oxygen, breathing on their own, and actually starting a little bit of feeding through a tube into their stomach. They're doing well. The little boys are needing a little bit more help with breathing, not anything unexpected, and are actually kind of weaning down on the support that they're needing and doing quite well, and also starting a little bit of feeding.
Guillermina Garcia said that at first she was nervous when she learned that she was having quintuplets, but that emotion changed to joy when they were born. At first, I was nervous when they told me, but then I became very emotional after I got to meet them and to be with them. Everything was fine, thanks to the doctors, Garcia said. Donations are being accepted at all America First Credit Union locations to help the Garcia family bear this new burden. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough. Stay classy, Salt Lake City.